WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, 185 days after the first COVID-19 vaccine shot in New Jersey was administered to a nurse at University Hospital in Newark. With that nurse in attendance, Governor Murphy says the state has now surpassed 4.7 million adults who live, work, or go to school in the state fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
Today, we are proud to announce that we have now exceeded our initial goal, and with 12 days to go before our self-appointed deadline.
Murphy says door-to-door vaccination efforts will continue in New Jersey's underserved communities. The 4.7 million number was settled on to represent 70% of the state's adult population, but that mark may have shifted given the updated population figures from the 2020 census. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says she expects the Delta COVID variant, first detected in India, to become the dominant strain in the U.S. However, she tells ABC's Good Morning America the vaccines work. Walensky is encouraging all Americans to get vaccinated and protected against the Delta strain. Next week, an advisory committee will look at reports of heart inflammation among 300 people under age 30 who received a COVID vaccine. New Jersey Transit is the first transportation agency in the state to announce that face coverings are no longer required at train platforms and bus stops that are outdoors. That means commuters are free to take off their masks outside. However, masks are still required on trains, buses, and inside enclosed stations. Two brothers from Somerset have been charged for plotting the fatal stabbing of a man found dead in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. The man's body found in a wooded area with stab wounds to his head and neck. Police noticed two cars parked along the road. Inside one was a large knife, a cell phone, sanitizing wipes, and a substantial amount of blood. A receipt shows the brothers purchased gloves and wipes at a 7-Eleven. In Blackwood, a 27-year-old woman's been charged with arson in a fire at the Howard Johnson Hotel 3 months ago that left 47 people displaced and caused $3 million worth of damage. Police say Danielle Monroe was the last person to leave the hotel on March 3rd when the fire started around 3:30 a.m. Over the past year, most kids have struggled with remote learning. Isolation and increased use of electronics have hindered their well-being and social development. Parents can help kids reintegrate with their social circles.
That conversation piece and really taking your lead from your child, but then also helping them see those small steps that are going to take them along that continuum to full integration.
To help kids stay academically strong this summer, Executive Director of Newark Trust for Education, Ronald Chalouison, says research shows targeted tutoring for shorter amounts of time will lead to big leaps and knowledge acquisition. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Another heat wave on the way. Chief Meteorologist Dan Sarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Steve Trevalese.
I listen to you guys from the time I get in my truck to the time I get home, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that.
Steve Trevalese. Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5.
For now, New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, it's already started. The weekend getaway underway via the Garden State Parkway. A lot of folks heading on down the shore. And we are slow through parts of Monmouth County already. Southbound delays kick in just south of exit 117, running down past PNC. And then further into the Tinton Falls area, southbound express lanes right around exit 105. There is a crash being cleared away right now. Center lane's blocked. We have also got a wreck in Manalapan, southbound side of Route 9 at Taylor's Mills Road. And some stop and go on Route 9 through parts of Old Bridge into Freehold as well. And bunching up on the southbound side of Route 18, south of the Turnpike, really heavy traffic heading down towards Milltown Road. Also on the Turnpike, both spurs getting busy into the car and truck lanes. We've got a lot of stop and go here on Route 36, southbound delays into Seabright. And it's been slow on Route 35 around the Bayhead and Manaloking area. Across the Hudson, if you're leaving the state, we're still in pretty good shape this afternoon. Now entering New Jersey, it's going to be a bit busy at the Walt Whitman Bridge. A lot of slow traffic onto 76 right down past 295. And more delays on 42 as you head back down to the AC Expressway. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 118. I'm Jeff Fromm on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic is made possible by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. Smash boxes are here. It's a giant cupcake or donut made out of chocolate filled with contents you pick out and comes with your own hammer to smash. David Bradley at 92 North Main Street in Robbinsville or online at dbchocolate.com. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 426 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 106.
This Father's Day, New Jersey 101.5 is giving Dad some meat and some heat.
This is the last day to listen for our Father's Day Meet and Heat secret code word at 9:15 a.m., 1:15 p.m., and 4:15 p.m. Enter the code word on our app or online to win some meat, a free $50 Wegmans gift card, and qualify for our grand prize, a chance to win some heat with a new Weber grill. Thanks to our sponsors, PC Richard & Son and Wegmans Food Markets. Three chances to win every weekday. Good luck and happy Father's Day from New Jersey 101.5. Ready for our Father's Day Meet and Heat contest. Your chance to win is less than 15 minutes away on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 109. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
It's time to sweat again and time to fire up the old air conditioner as temperatures soar into the 80s for this Father's Day weekend. Today's high temperature in the lower 80s. Nice day, clouds increasing through this afternoon, and a batch of showers may blow through the state this evening. You'll start to notice higher humidity by tonight. Our low temperature will only fall into the mid to upper 60s. That is way warmer than the past couple of nights. Tomorrow looks steamy and summer-like, highs 85 to 90 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds, and we'll have to watch for a few spot thunderstorms tomorrow, especially later in the day. Sunday, there could be some early morning showers. Otherwise, dry for your Father's Day with partly sunny skies. It is going to be very warm again, 85 to 90. One more hot and humid day near 90 degrees on Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
New Jersey weather made possible by Able Hands Rehabilitation, proudly practicing certified hand therapists for 26 years. Celebrating National Hand Therapy Awareness Week, trust your injured hands only with their experienced hands. Don't play with your hands, not now, not when they are injured. Visit AbleHandsRehab.com for free online consultations. Right now, Long Branch 81 degrees, Lindenwald 81, Lawrence 82. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.